Hello and welcome to Loving Me, Myself, and Life with me, Jody Misiak. And today I want to talk about moving through the uncomfortable, because last week I talked about, you know, being comfortably uncomfortable. Well, what happens when you finally make that change or that decision that you don't want to stay in that like crappy place anymore? It's moving through it. And it can be challenging. For me, it's, you know, I never planned on moving with having to homeschool and have the kids home through summer vacation and no daycare, my husband working from home all the time and all this stuff. And, you know, not really having the help and support we need to move. So it's been a challenge moving through the uncomfortable, if I'm being completely honest. I'm trying to do it with grace and love. And at the same time, it can be overwhelming. So there's so much. So there's this really cool quote, and it's by Robin Sharma, that really speaks to moving through the uncomfortable, in my opinion. Is change is hard at first, messy in the middle, and gorgeous at the end. And that's by Robin Sharma. And I have to say that the first two are completely true. I'll let you know afterwards how the end goes. But when we were making this change, it was hard. It was a hard decision. You know, we're uplifting and moving across the country. We're moving away from family and all the things we know, for a different kind of lifestyle and things like that. And it was definitely a hard decision, you know, keeping the kids in mind and just everything, family in mind. And at the same time, being true to who we are and things like that, and as a family and all that. So change is definitely hard at the beginning. And now, oh my goodness, it's messy in the middle, let me tell you. I'm not a big fan of moving. So here we are packing up our house and having to move while the kids are home 24/7. Moving alone without having if the kids would have been in school or daycare or camps or whatever, it might have been a little easier. But moving in general is messy. You know, there's going to be a transition period where my husband and I and even our kids are going to be sleeping on air mattresses just because of the timing of our stuff getting to our new house. So, you know, it's that transition between like living somewhere else and going to hotels, and it's going to be a heck of a mess in the middle. And at the same time, we are moving towards the life that we've always talked about. You know, being walking distance to the beaches and being surrounded by nature and just the way our kids will be in with schools and stuff, like so close to the ocean and going on field trips and stuff. Like it speaks to our soul. And none of this could happen, none of the gorgeousness could happen without the hardship at the beginning, the hard decisions, having to do it all while the kids are homeschooled and all this stuff. Like it was, I'm not going to lie, it was hard. And now it's messy. You know, my husband and I, we don't have as much time to sit down together because, you know, it's that balancing act of getting things done by our moving date. And at the same time, trying to, you know, make sure the kids are having a good, happy, fun summer and being taken care of. And my husband's still working through it all. And I'm doing a little bit too. I'm definitely stepping back even further. But don't worry. Like I'm going to have a podcast every single Sunday. That is one thing I'm dedicated to. So if any of my loving tribe are out there and, you know, maybe you're used to seeing me on Facebook a lot and things, I've had to take a step back. And even my emails have gotten are going to be disappearing for just a little while. But I'm always going to be here bringing you a new episode to the Loving Me, Myself, and Life every single Sunday. Something that I've really wanted to make sure is continued. And then I will be back, like hopefully, you know, with bells on. Not quite. Fully energized after a short break and in between moving and things like that. But moving through the uncomfortable, it takes some extra love and realizing like I have to step back and be like, okay, where can we get help? And we don't have a lot of it. And with everything, you know, being the way it is right now in the world, it's a little different having to, you know, physical distancing ourselves and things like that. So it's definitely been very challenging. Where normally we would, you know, have the kids go to the grandparents for a week or something. It's just not something that we're doing right now. So it's just, you know, finding that middle ground between taking care of our family, asking for help where we can, and, you know, getting everything done at the same time. So it definitely takes grace, you know, like giving yourself grace. Like I've had to give myself so much grace and be like, okay, I'm one person. Like I have to be reminded to myself that I'm one person, can't do it all. There's things we've had to like put on the back burner and do it. So moving through the uncomfortable definitely, you know, it takes some extra love and it takes some patience and understanding of the people around you and of yourself. So any time that you are moving through the uncomfortable, it may get a little bit more messy and a little bit more uncomfortable before you get to the other side. And I do look forward to sharing what that the other side looks like. I'm still, like I said, in the middle of the messy. However, we more so than ever, we realize that this is we're moving towards what we truly want. And that does help get through the middle of the uncomfortable and the messy. And it's still trying to, you know, have fun going through the process, right? But having a why that's really strong, like why you're moving through this in the first place, is super important to have. And I've said it before, like whys are so important to have. And it definitely has helped me through most of the messy and the uncomfortable. When I remind myself why we're doing this in the first place. So anything in life, I'm trying to think of, it could be even changing jobs, changing careers. And first, the decision can be really hard, right? It's like, oh, I might have to go back to school, or can I really make it here? Like that decision or that change is very hard at the beginning. And then it can get messy in the middle where it's like maybe you're in between jobs or, you know, having to go on job interview after job interview after job interview. And then it's making the transition. But then afterwards, you feel so good because you're now living the life that you've always felt was meant for you. You know, living your best life. And it took me so long to get here to finally start living life on my terms. You know, the other week I had that, you know, I'm still a people pleaser. And it took me a lot of time. Like my husband and I have talked a lot of times about moving, but we always thought about other people. We always put the other people's thoughts about us or how would it affect other people in our life before we put ourselves first. So it can be really hard and uncomfortable to move through the uncomfortable. So again, it's really being clear on your why. Why are you doing this? Or like, why is the change necessary? And it might just be for a happier life, that your happiness matters. You know, I've talked about that too. Prioritizing your happiness. So your happiness matters. Your health matters. And you matter. So it's figuring out how that looks to you and then working through the uncomfortableness of it. And like I said, anything worth it is going to have some discomfort. Some, you know, just life isn't meant to be easy breezy all the time. Like it's in our challenges and struggles that really make us who we are. Like I think back to all the things in my life that has caused me hardship or pain, and that's where I grew the most. Now, I'm not saying you have to be in a state of pain or struggles or challenges all the time, but it's about noticing when you're uncomfortable or you're going through, you know, that uncomfortable feeling is where that's where the growth of who you are and becoming really happens. And I hope that makes sense to you. So it's about when you're going through the uncomfortable, and this could be like some, like, let's go back. Like, I'm talking about the uncomfortable that I have chose in my life. What about if something's happening that you had no control over? You know, like changes, like we've said goodbye to the family cottage that I literally grew up with all summer long. Now, I knew it was happening in a lot of times, so I could, you know, at least, you know, wrap my head around it. It wasn't like all one day we had it and one day we didn't. Like my grandma, you know, told us ahead of time. But that can be uncomfortable too. Something you had in your life for so long and now you don't have it anymore. And this could be anything. People, places, things, status even, money. And it could be anything. And so you have something one day and then it's not there anymore. And it's moving through that transition and the uncomfortableness of it. And that is where you really need to dig deep. Love yourself. Like, figure out, you know, what you're feeling, why you're feeling it, and just be there with it. And it can be overwhelming at times with emotions. Like just today, I sent an email to my son's daycare to finalize that he won't be coming back in September. Like, and it was hard because we love the center that he went to. And because he hasn't been there because it's been closed for months, it's even harder because we don't get that final goodbye. So it's those emotions that come up. And it's okay to feel them. Any emotions that come up, frustrations, sadness, you know, like one thing that's always constant in life is change. Yet as human beings, we don't like it all that much most of the time. I know a lot of people that, you know, just kind of stay with where they're at. No judgment, but change, and actually there'll be things changing around them. But change is something that's constant in life. And you don't have to get comfortable with it per se, but at the same time, it's just honoring how you're feeling through the change, through the uncomfortableness of it, the messiness, and honor that. Honor you and who you are becoming while you're going through it. Everything in life, you know, is there to just help guide you and shape you and just help you become the person that you, and I think I said this last episode, the person that you need to become to create the dreams that you want to have happen in your life. So own the uncomfortable, own it, embrace it, celebrate it, because in the uncomfortable is where, like, it's that bridge between, you know, where you've been and you're like, I'm over it, I don't need to be there anymore, and where you want to go. So the uncomfortableness is that bridge that you're caught crossing. And it's actually, for me, it's very true because I'm not a fan of heights. So as I'm thinking of the bridge, I'm thinking of like this wooden bridge that goes between like this huge opening between like maybe rocks, like, and you know, and it's like this little wooden bridge that you have to like walk on. And to me, that would be super uncomfortable. Yet if I knew that, you know, whatever it be, might be that you're looking for, like the career, your dream home, whatever it be, is on the other side of that bridge, you would move through that uncomfortable and comfortableness, that awkwardness. Like the, even as I'm talking about the bridge and visualizing the bridge, my stomach is like down to my feet because I'm really terrified of heights. So just imagine crossing that bridge though. And it's uncomfortable. Maybe it's jam-packed with people too. And you're like, is this thing going to hold us all? And, you know, it might be slow and super stressful and uncomfortable. But you will get to the other side of it. And that's where it's like, ah. And it doesn't mean that, you know, you can't enjoy life while you're going through it. You know, you can have a conversation with somebody on the bridge. You can enjoy the view. Maybe it's a beautiful view over the bridge. Because, and I actually just wrote this to my loving tribe this week, is happiness isn't a destination. it's a way of life. So I don't want to be like, you need, everything is like on the other side of the bridge and you have to go through it. But I'm just talking from a point of view of the uncomfortableness of making that change, because it's making decisions in your life, you know, to better your life. But it's not about going after happiness as a point of life, because if you're always chasing after something else for happiness, you'll never feel happy. It's within. So like I said, I mentioned that to my loving tribe in their email. Like I send out a weekly email to them. It's just, you know, self-love Sunday. So I'm not talking about like chasing the next happy thing, but it's while you're making that transition between like the change from something you are like, okay, this is no longer serving me, and let's move towards this. So the uncomfortableness, you know, is, it's there. Maybe it's a short bridge. Maybe it won't take you long to move through it. Or maybe it will take, you know, a good month or whatever it may be. And it's just really just loving yourself. Like I call this for a reason, like loving me, myself, and life. Because, you know, when you love yourself and you love who you are and you embrace every bit of you, the good, the bad, and the lovely, you know, you can make the decisions out of love and instead of fear. And, you know, and then you can get really clear on things. So moving through the uncomfortable, it's just really getting comfortable with who you are and loving yourself even more. So when I say, you know, the challenges and struggles are, you know, that's where you're growing and you know, becoming a stronger person to become the person you need to be to, you know, create the life you want. It's also helping you deepen the relationship with yourself. The more you go through change, challenges, and struggles, and you get to the other side, the more you're like, I can do this. Like, I am awesome. And it's just, there's so much going on. There's so many layers. I could talk about this forever. The thing is, you know, the relationship we have with ourselves is definitely a journey as well, just like so many things in life. And it's like understanding your worth. But if you are going through a change of some sort, you're probably already, you know, like going after and like, okay, I am worthy of this. I am worthy of happiness. Or maybe, like I said earlier, it was a change that wasn't kind of made by you. It just is kind of happening to you. And then in that point, you just really need to hit the pause button and just be with yourself and love yourself with where you're at and honor where you're at. So I know this has been jam-packed with so much stuff. And the big thing is, if you're finding yourself in uncomfortable waters, you take a pause. Like for me personally, well, with all this moving and the messiness and everything going on, I realized that like my overwhelm and stress is because I haven't hit the pause button enough to like, but when we're busy and we're like, I need to, you know, I only have 4 weeks to move kind of thing, we can get overwhelmed and lost in the time. But at the same time, we need to honor ourselves and honor the quietness and honor those moments. And it could be 15 minutes, it could be 5, it could be a half hour or a day. But if we don't give ourselves that time, then we won't have the energy and, you know, just the awesomeness that we need to keep going. So just if you find like you're on a time crunch, still honor your time, honor yourself with allowing yourself to hit that time, that pause button for just a short time. And just connect with who you are, connect with your feelings, recharge your batteries so you can keep going on the next leg of the race. Because, you know, life is not, you know, a sprint, it's a marathon. So moving through the uncomfortableness just takes an extra kind of love. And I know for me, it's definitely been something I've been like, okay, you know, beating myself up with not having the energy and it's because then I'm so overwhelmed with my to-do list. And I'm like, wait a second, if that's happening, I need to slow down for a minute. And I know it sounds counterintuitive, but it's necessary to keep moving. So I hope this has helped in some way. And And if you find yourself in uncomfortable waters, remember, it's like swimming across an ocean too. Like if you had to swim, you know, from North America to Europe, if you were trying like get there in a day and like just paddle like crazy, you wouldn't make it. It would take like, you know, let's tread some water. Let's go slowly. So take your time, breathe, give yourself a hug, give yourself some love, and know that like you are amazing and you've got this. I hope you have a beautiful day. Bye for now.